people were coming in all the time, and they would quit using cocaine, but they'd be drinking, or they'd be smoking pot, or they'd be taking pills. And we would sort of, you know, smile and laugh and say, no, you can't, you really can't do that. That's not abstinence. That's not sobriety. And they'd look at us and they'd say, where does it say that? Where does it say that we can't use other? It says, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using cocaine. Well, I've got that. You know, I've got that. And then they'd go out and have a drink and talk about it. So we felt that it was imperative to spell it out. And what we came up with was cocaine and all other mind-altering substances. And it was remarkable because overnight, that aspect of our fellowship changed because we were able to say, here's where it says it. Here's where it says it. You know, and that was I think, a big turning point.